Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. Thank you so much guys for joining me for another one of my episodes today. So today's solo cast, I really wanted to touch upon something which I was quite mindful of at the weekend at my Spiritual Queen Summit, and it is the ability and power to receive and why sometimes we actually struggle to receive. Now, some people may be thinking, what on earth are you on about, Emma? Like, gimme, gimme, gimme. I am ready to receive my manifestations from the universe. Now, I am with you, Queen. For a long time, I definitely was like, what do you mean about receiving? And like, I need to open up to receiving. I am open. I am ready to receive this manifestation. And it definitely took me a while to realize that actually, not necessarily just because I'm a Virgo, but some star signs do struggle with this. But also, we can close ourselves off to receiving. And I was reading this in Brené Brown's Rising Strong book, actually, and this is what kept coming up for me. I was like, okay, I really need to talk about this for you guys today, because I had a really powerful moment at the weekend with my Spiritual Queen Summit that I do in London, where I allowed myself to receive fully, to be held, to be supported. And that was a real big thing for me, because one, I'm a Virgo, so I'm a doer. But also, you know, people who, there are two differences Brené talks about, of the overdoers and the underdoers. And the overdoers are the ones who, you know, take charge, take control, do what they need to do, and they really struggle to receive because they're so independent and used to doing things for themselves or helping others, being the giver, the provider, that they really struggle to receive. And I definitely myself fall into that category. And Brené's book was actually saying how either only children, which I am, or the eldest child out of your siblings are normally the overgivers, the overdoers. Whereas the younger siblings, or maybe just you are a sort of underdoer, are the ones who kind of like sit back, not necessarily go into victim mode, but feel like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I feel helpless, all of this in the times of crisis. So you have those two types of people who love to receive, who are like, oh my God, someone needs to help me in this situation. Or you have the people like me who are the overdoers, who are like, I don't need help, I need to help others. And really witness which one of those you are. And, you know, definitely classic Virgo traits here. It'd be interesting if anybody has like a Virgo rising in their charts as well, their natal astrology charts. Because Virgos, I know, like me and my friend Natalia are Virgos, and we're just such classic Virgos. And I really sort of found this when I definitely, like when I was a blogger, I definitely found that I was like, felt odd when brands, companies would start sending me things. And I was like, oh, okay, this is like amazing. I just kind of felt awkward. And then I would win awards and that would make me feel odd, and just loads of other things. Like, even when it comes around to my birthday, like everybody else's birthday, I'm like, oh my god, I like need to do something. I'm gonna make sure they're doing something, that they're happy, like that I make this the best birthday for them, or Christmas, whatever occasion it may be. Whereas for myself, I'm just like, oh, you know, it's okay, like whatever. And you know, I definitely make an effort for myself, self-love all the way, but I definitely feel that I do struggle to receive sometimes, especially I've noticed in my relationships and like friendships. I do struggle to receive. I struggle to like take that step back and let them meet me 50% of the way, because I'm so used from past friendships and relationships going 100% of the way and thinking that's, you know, that was what was meant to happen. That was normal. So I think definitely again in work, I really struggle to receive because I am such a doer. I do it. Like, I get the job done, get a task done, and I struggle to not necessarily trust other people with my work. I definitely do. I mean, I have a VA who obviously does my copywriting and, like, you know, just making sure I've got my grammar and punctuation right. So absolutely, I do, you know, obviously, you know, give tasks to my VA, which I feel comfortable with. But a lot of the time, you know, I do need to do the work because it's me, like podcast videos, blogs, etc. But I feel like definitely at my events, that's like a really good example, is I have such a good support unit. I have incredible friends who just come together and help, and you know, when they are doing their events, I'm going to be there cheerleading them as well, absolutely. And for me, like last year when I did the summit, I really stressed myself out. I was just like panicking the whole time. I really like wanted to get it right for everybody. It was my first event I've done with my spiritual brand, and I wanted to get it right, and I really struggled to receive that help. Receive the help is definitely one thing that me as a Virgo definitely needs to keep looking at. So I would just like end up doing everything by myself, and the help is like, Emma, we're here to help you, like tell us what you need us to do. But because I'm just like that perfectionism in Virgo is like, I need to do this because then it's like the best it's going to be. So this time around, and definitely something I've been working on throughout the last year, I've definitely worked upon receiving and opening myself up to receiving help, support from spirit, from my friends, from my loved ones. Definitely it has been something which I've consciously worked upon after realizing that, yeah, you do really struggle to receive. And although we may think, oh my God, I do not struggle to receive manifestations, ultimately that energy can definitely reflect into different areas of your life. So it's important to like really address this and get that balance right, so that the balance is in all areas of your life, meaning that your manifestations can come to you with ease. So this year at the summit, it was such a beautiful feeling because I was able to receive. I received help. Like I actually had a really stinking cold all week and nearly lost my voice. So I obviously like received and asked for help from my spirit team to obviously make sure I felt well, that my voice was clear, that I wasn't coughing the whole way through. So I really allowed and surrendered myself to receive even that like energetic healing to be well enough. And also with the physical help of my friends, helpers, all the amazing people who came and support me, you know. And I really allowed myself to be held by the room, the people who were there, my helpers, my friends, the people helping me to make this all happen. I really allowed myself to be held, and that's one thing I don't normally do, because I'm like, if there's a problem, I need to fix it, because I don't trust that someone else would be able to, like, you know, it's my brand, it's my company, like I do need to take responsibility there to make sure these things are fixed, or do you know what I mean? Like, it's my shoulders it falls onto. So it was just amazing for once to be able to receive that support from my gang, my tribe, and not have to worry about things, and actually have a really relaxed approach to the summit. And we got the goodie bags done days before, the setup done the night before. So we were really lucky that we actually just got stuff done before, meaning that on the day it was such less pressure. And I think that allowed me to relax and allowed the speakers to relax. And obviously again, that vibration just basically allowed everybody to be held, to be supported, and for us to be present, which was just fantastic. And again, even as like an event host, I definitely allowed myself to receive that love that was in that room. Normally I'm like, no, this isn't for you. It's for like the guests, like you're here to teach. And obviously that is what I'm there to do. But equally, I allowed myself to truly be present within that room, truly allowed myself to be held and to receive the love from, you know, you guys who turn up, my friends, my loved ones who were there to support me. And it was just an epic, epic day. And it really taught me the power of receiving and the power of allowing yourself to be held. So if you're a fellow Virgo or just even a fellow queen who really resonates with this, challenge yourself to, you know, challenge yourself here to allow yourself to be held sometimes, allow yourself to be supported, ask for support as well. And sometimes, you know, if you are that overdoer like me, sometimes it's really hard to ask for support, whether it's spiritually or even whether it's physically with loved ones. Like sometimes we're like, because we're the helper, we're the fixer, we're the advice giver. Like if we ask for help, it's like weak. And oh my God, it is so not. And actually, like, I know we're kind of going on to a whole different tangent to receiving manifestations, but really when we open up for support, when we ask for that support, when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable enough to be held and supported in those spaces, like my event, for example, we allow the abundance to come through. We allow that balance to come through with our manifestations because we're opening up for help. We're opening up. We're not doing that 90% where we go and do the 90% of the work and expect the universe to go 10%. No, no, no. This is co-creation, 50-50. So allow yourself to be held. Allow yourself to ask for support when you need support because you are just as entitled to support as anybody else in this world. And that's what I definitely keep reminding myself of, is it's okay to ask for help sometimes. It's okay to ask for support, ask questions, and sometimes to say, do you know what, I could really use your help with this. Because I think we, like, definitely, I know if you're an overdoer like me, like, we put this pressure on ourselves that we mustn't be weak, we mustn't, like, ask for help because then, you know, we are the help givers. Who are they going to go to if they think that we need help? And it's not like saying, like, you know, it's anything massive that you need help with. It could just be simply like, I really need help clearing out my garage this weekend or something like that. It doesn't have to be a big emotional trauma, but sometimes it can be. And you, like, you need to feel comfortable enough around your tribe to be like, this is on my mind. This is how I feel. Can we, like, just talk about this and obviously work out what I could do here? And that's what your tribe, your circle, your loved ones are for, absolutely. And even just allowing yourself to do this can really open up that receiving gateway. And it's such a tricky one to navigate sometimes because you think, well, I am open to receiving. Like, I really want this manifestation. Like, of course I'm open to receiving. What are you on about? But if we can't receive in other areas of our life, we're not going to be able to receive in the areas we do want to receive in. You know, we have to be that open channel in all areas of our life. So again, instead of me, like, controlling or forcing or being the overdoer who basically is like, it's okay, it's my event, I'm just going to do it all, I allowed myself to be held and it worked out for the most beautiful way possible with just so much help, so much support, so much love. And it just really added to the day and allowed me to focus on what was the important things, like remembering my talks and obviously bringing my energy and high vibes to the day as well. So it was just a really good example for me personally to be like, yeah, I remember this. It feels good to receive. It feels good to sometimes take that step back and let the universe deliver the support you've asked.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So if you are, you know, wanting help in any area of your life, reach out and allow yourself to receive. Ask your spirit team, your angels, for that spiritual solution, for that support, for that answer you're seeking, or to show you a sign, show you a solution, whatever it may be. Like, our spirit team is always there to help us, and we have to ask. And sometimes we think we're asking, but sometimes we're actually not asking. So definitely, like, sit in that meditation, silence your mind, and connect to your spirit guides, connect to your angels, and ask them the questions that you want to ask them. Ask for that support, ask what you should do next. You know, they are there to guide you along this journey. They're not just there for the shits and giggles, they are there for the work. They are there to support you and be that support. Like, you can call upon them at any time. And this is, you know, another great way to receive with the universe. It's, you know, ultimately tuning into yourself and trusting yourself and your inner guidance and trusting you, of course. But sometimes we don't know all the answers. We are learning, we are remembering everything here. So that's why they're there. And even in the physical, like asking for support with our friends, if something, or loved ones, like if something feels too much, if we do need help, instead of struggling alone, you know, just talk things through, share that emotion with someone and just say, this is how I'm feeling, and allow yourself to receive that help or support. And if you've been avoiding like going to the doctors or something like this, allow yourself to receive that support. Because once again, when we, you know, put things off, or we say like, I'm going to fix this, I'm going to do this myself, blah, 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 whatever the story may be, yes, you may actually be able to do that. And this is where you need to trust your intuition here and really tune into what you should actually do, whether you do need to do something by yourself and trust yourself, or whether you can actually open up to receiving from around you, from the people around you, from the universe. So I want to set a challenge with you today, guys, to challenge yourself to open up to receiving more. Now, you may think, okay, I definitely know what Emma means. Like, I definitely know what area of my life I could absolutely relate this to and open up to receiving more. But what I really want to say is, look at your 50-50 scale. Are you going 90% of the way with your manifestations? Are you sitting back and allowing the universe to deliver to you the information, the steps, the whatever it may be? Are you allowing that to come to you? Or do you feel like you need to seek it, you need to fix it, you need to do all this stuff? All you need to be doing in your manifestation process is asking with clarity, so being crystal clear on what your manifestation is, your desire, working on your belief stage, letting go and surrendering, trusting in divine timing and that it will come to you at the right time, and then opening up to receive. Now, people may think that like the fifth step, so basically there's three steps in the law of attraction traditionally, which is ask, believe, receive. I've always believed there's five, which is what I've shared in my first book, Spiritual Queen, which is ask, believe, let go, trust, receive. Now, receive is still a step. Still a step, guys. Like, receive is not just, oh, we all just automatically receive. Sometimes, yes. With other things, maybe we need to open up to that receptiveness. Open up, because at the end of the day, receiving is still a step. There's still some work that needs to be done there. It's not just a guarantee for everybody, like, oh, you've done 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, 5 happens. Yeah, sometimes it does. We've probably all had that experience where receiving comes easy with some manifestations. But you may be listening to this podcast, and I know even I'm thinking in my head, take your own blooming advice, Emma. Like, open up to receiving. Because when we think that we have to do all the work, when we think that it's all just on our shoulders, when we think like, I have to fix this, I have to heal this, I have to do this, I have to help this person, I have to do all of this, you're taking the power of receiving away from you. And maybe you're like almost disguising this with like giving and giving and giving and giving to others and helping their problems, when actually, again, that's like, are you filling your own cup? Does your self-love cup feel full with that? Are you giving to yourself? So work on that self-love. Maybe it's a call for self-love as well, but open yourself up to receive. And the way I would like really open up to receiving is setting an intention. It's as simple as that. Maybe do it in meditation. You could work with your heart chakra. That's normally quite a good chakra to work with to open up to receiving, because love is pretty much in every area of our life. We want love, whether it's career, like love of your career, love romantically, love with your friendships. You know, love's a good all-round emotion to have in anything. So work with your heart chakra here. Maybe even get some crystals that can help you with receiving. Citrine's a good one for manifesting. Any green crystals like emerald, jade are great for heart chakra work. So even if you have any of those crystals, you know, hold them during your meditation, work with your heart chakra and open up your heart chakra for good, obviously. Like, you know, protect it as well is a good disclaimer to say here. So, you know, open up your heart to receiving. And when you can do this, and you allow yourself to be held, you allow yourself to be supported, you ask for help and support when you need to, and obviously, you know, give to others when it feels good as well. This is all part of a good balanced self-love. Then you will start receiving. And receiving in like ways you're like, whoa, oh my God, I didn't even think that doing this would help this happen. So do that meditation, open up your heart chakra, and even just mentally set the affirmation of opening up to receiving, that you are open to receiving. So you could say things like, I am now willing and open to receive the abundance from the universe, things like that. So really make receiving your priority. If you're a Virgo, if you're an overdoer, I know there's other star signs that are definitely overdoers as well. So really, if you are an overdoer today, think, how can I step back and receive a little bit? How can I just step back and not go 90% of the way and force and control and make things happen and fix things and help things, etc., and go back to my 50% spot and wait for the universe to meet me halfway? Because that's what the universe is waiting for you to do. It's waiting for you to take that step back and say, whoa, you've gone too far. You don't need to do all of this. Co-creation. Get back to your 50% spot and let me meet you halfway. And again, like, I'm always the person who's like, okay, I need to do this meditation. I need to do this to fix this, to heal this, to purge this, whatever it is. Like, I need to do this. And then nobody else in my life needs to do anything. I will be the fixer of this. And it's like, it just doesn't work like that. Like, whether it's like friendships, relationships, anything which is involving like an external thing, which is pretty much everything, you have to realize that the universe needs to meet you halfway with it. And that's why it's about creating that space. Absolutely. So another good way to receive is to create space. So for instance, if you're wanting to like manifest a relationship or anything like that, friendships even, you know, you have to create that space in your life. You know, do you have the space to have a relationship, friendships, or are you just constantly busying yourself with work to fill time? So if you want those people to come into your life, you have to create the space, just like with any manifestation. So a good like little addition to the receiving step, I would say, is not to just basically just expect it to turn up. Like, sometimes it really will, but receiving is creating that space for that manifestation to come into your life. And it's taking a step back, so it's saying, okay, I've done my inspired action, I've done what I need to do, I'm now going to take a step back, I'm going to open up to receiving, and I'm allowing myself to be held and supported by the universe and my loved ones and everyone in my life in a way that feels good to me and good to them as well, for the highest good of all. So there are my tips on opening up to receiving, but it's definitely a conscious thing like you have to remind yourself to do. When you're an overdoer, you have to remind yourself to do it. continuously, because you'll like go back into that habit, think, oh my god, I'm doing it again. So then you've got to pull yourself back, create the space and open up to receiving again. And you know, I definitely got a lot better at this. Like I said, it's really been a focus point of mine for a good year, really, to especially along writing Positively Wealthy, my next book. It was a real big moment from mine to be like, you need to open up to receiving. Like, you don't have to do all the work. You don't have to do all of this. Do your half, make sure your half of the street is clean. And if it is, brilliant. That's the work. That's all I have to do. I don't have to change the world to make things happen. I don't have to do everybody else's work for them, or like go and fix, you know, world hunger or something. Like, you know, all of those things are great to do, obviously, if I could. But at the end of the day, you know, it's remembering like, what is it within our power, and allowing the co-creation process with the universe to unfold in the way it's meant to. And like I said, with those examples of like asking for support, asking for help when it's appropriate and it feels good to you, you know, in those ways when we can be vulnerable, in those positions where we can create the space, be vulnerable and ask for help when we normally probably wouldn't, again, we're opening up that space to receiving support from our spirit team and angels, like I said, from our loved ones, the people around us, maybe even if it's your workspace. The more we can like create that balance and stop becoming an overdoer and just become a doer in a healthy, balanced way, you open yourself up to receiving. So try the affirmations, connect your spirit team and angels. Obviously, when you want support or guidance or answers or direction, they're there, they're willing to help. All we have to do is call upon them and listen. Listen to what they have to say, or watch out for the signs and synchronicities they're going to bring you. The more you tune into yourself, the more loud it will become their guidance and what you need to do. But you have to be open to receiving it. Get the gist? You have to be open to receiving the guidance. And then when you're open to that, boom, all the abundance is going to come in. You're going to be open to receiving in all areas of your life. So try the affirmations, try connecting to your spirit guides and angels and asking for support and guidance, direction, etc. And just reminding yourself to take that step back to that 50% mark with the universe and creating the space in your life for those manifestations, for that receiving to come into your life. So I hope that has given you a good refresh of what receiving means and how actually we do have to work towards receiving sometimes, and we do have to remind ourselves of co-creation and receiving and creating the space, because I think we just sometimes like presume receiving is just receiving. Like, yeah, we all want happiness, we all want our manifestations, like we're totally open to receiving. And then you really like dig beneath the layers and the surface and you're like, oh yeah, I actually have to work towards that receiving sometimes to open myself up and to feel good with that. So check in with yourself today, Queen. Where are you at with receiving? Do the tips and advice within this podcast and let me know how you get on with it. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to another one of my podcast episodes. I really hope this has served you and brought you a lot of clarity today on how you can open up to receiving fully. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget, if you want to find out anything more about myself, my life coaching, or any of my free content, it's all over on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. And don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where I can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.